From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Even as there are reports of sporadic gunfire and troops moving in on anti-government demonstrators in downtown Bangkok, an advisor to the country's prime minister says the government is willing to talk to protesters. However, government officials say there's dependent on protests there coming to an end. The reports of troops using armored vehicles to break through the main barricade into demonstrators' camp in central Baghdad. There are also reports of black smoke as the protesters begin burning some tire barricades. At least 39 people have died. Hundreds of others have been injured in the ongoing anti-government protests there. Rand Paul has defeated opponent Trey Grayson in the Republican Senate primary race in Kentucky, the closely watched contest considered by many to be a test of the strength of the Tea Party movement. We get details of the race from NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving.
Rand Paul is not a surprise winner because he has been leading in recent weeks in this particular contest. But if you go back last year, Trey Grayson, the state's Secretary of State, was considered an easy favorite to win this nomination. Rand Paul associated himself with the Tea Party activists who have been strong in this part of the country, and they bore him on to victory. But his victory is wider than that. He's winning with about a third of the vote in with almost 60% of the vote.
NPR's Ron Elving. In Pennsylvania, former Republican, now Democrat Arlen Specter is seeking to stave off a challenge from Congressman Joe Sestak for the party nomination. As NPR's Maura Lyson reports, that has created a close race.
The key issue in the Pennsylvania Democratic primary was Arlen Specter himself. Sestak ran against him as the worst kind of career politician, someone who would change parties just to save his seat. And Arlen Specter was very candid when he did switch parties. He said he couldn't be reelected as a Republican. So Specter switched parties, and Sestak has been able to make him look like an opportunistic politician who cares more about his job, as his ads say, than the jobs of people in Pennsylvania. That's been the big issue.
BP has released new videos of the undersea oil spill to the Senate and Public Works Committee. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Scientists were able to get a ballpark figure for the size of the leak last week after BP released a few short video clips of the spewing oil and gas. Scientists reviewing those clips at the request of NPR concluded the official estimate of 5,000 barrels a day was way low. That quick bit of science also showed it's possible to use video to make good measurements of the flow, despite BP's assertions to the contrary. But the original video clip provided just a glimpse of the spill and doesn't tell the whole story of how much oil and gas has shot up into the Gulf of Mexico. Scientists will soon have much more material to go on. Democratic Senators Bill Nelson of Florida and Barbara Boxer of California asked BP to turn over all their video, and the company has started to comply. Richard Harris, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 114 points. This is NPR. Connecticut Democratic Senate candidate Richard Blumenthal is claiming he has misspoken when it comes to claiming he had served in Vietnam. While we were standing alongside veterans at a news conference today, Blumenthal defended his military record and his commitment to veterans and their causes. State Attorney General, considered to be the frontrunner to replace retiring Senator Christopher Dodd, said he meant to say he served during Vietnam. Blumenthal did serve in the Marine Reserve during the Vietnam War, but was not sent overseas. Shareholders of Massey Energy reelected three board members at an annual meeting today, despite the explosion at the company's coal mine last month that left 29 workers dead. The meeting included challenges to the company's safety record, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Dissident shareholders wanted the three board members removed, given concerns about how Massey Energy was governed before the deadly blast at the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia. Massey stock is down 30% since the disaster, and the FBI is investigating possible criminal negligence. But the majority of the shareholders stuck with the status quo, including controversial CEO Don Blankenship. He told the gathering Massey rejects all accusations that it is indifferent to safety. Several shareholder groups, including pension fund managers from eight states, had called for Blankenship's resignation and rejection of the incumbent board members. Blankenship goes before a Senate committee Thursday in his first appearance at a congressional hearing since the explosion. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Surge in home building last month is just the latest sign the housing market may be turning the corner. Commerce Department reports construction of single-family homes and apartments rose 5.8% in April, hitting its highest level in some 18 months. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.